Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. Just making sure.
What is up, y'all? Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It's your girl, Drea. And we're here. I am back with another episode. I have been so, like, not confused, but because we know that God is not the author of confusion. We already know that, okay? But because I am doing so many things, thank you, Holy Spirit. Because I am doing so many things for God, for the kingdom, in my life, in my businesses, sometimes I get a little flustered on what type of content to produce. So today is a podcast episode. If you've been following me on YouTube, then you know I have been releasing prophetic words and just walking you guys through my kingdom marriage journey. Make sure you are subscribed. Make sure you guys hit the notification bell so that you can be notified every time I upload a video. Y'all, when I tell y'all, this episode is just going to be free-flowing. We just gonna flow. And for the reason of God has been literally not wrecking my plans, but he has been guiding me. He has been literally like guiding me into truth, guiding me into all things that he wants me to be in. Like even the types of videos that I create, even the types of courses and material and just everything that God has been allowing me to do, like even in the things that I haven't mentioned yet, God has just been like literally like ordering my steps. He has been guiding me, but it's only been because I have been stepping out on faith. I have not been trying to like plan, you know, my way into all of these things. Like God has literally been guiding me. He has been saying, do this, don't do that. Do this right now. This is how I want you to do it. This is what I'm calling you to do. And so I'm just living out scripture. Like, I'm just living out multiple scriptures in my life. Like that scripture, Matthew 4:4, it literally keeps coming up. Even in my prayer time this morning, man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word God speaks. And so the Amplified version in Deuteronomy chapter, what did it say? What did I read this morning? Deuteronomy chapter, I think it is 8. It basically says, like, through your experience, man shall not live on bread alone, but through your experience, you shall live on every word that God says. So, y'all, even with this kingdom marriage journey, even with me about to relaunch my business, Cultivated Strategies, which is my coaching and consulting firm for creatives, even within all of that, like, I really feel God like heavily just pouring out his favor and pouring out his love on me and all of the things that he wants me to do. So this the other morning, this episode is literally, I'm just going to be walking you guys through the recent revelations that God has given me. We'll be here all day if I start from January, but we're going to start from just a couple of days ago. So I have been asking God, like, why do you have me doing all of this stuff? Like, why all of a sudden have you been, like, telling me to do all of this stuff? You got me filming my podcast. You got me about to relaunch my Cultivated Strategies business. You got me about to launch this. You got me about to, you know, like, you have me working with my dad in the nonprofit governmental space. Like, you have me going to meetings with politicians and meeting all of these attorneys and this and this and that. And I'm like, why do you have me doing all of this? And for one, he told me, if I'm going to allow you to operate a business that helps creatives how to manage their projects, I need to first help you manage all of your projects, manage all of what I'm giving you. So time management has literally been something that he's been placing on my heart. Although he's calling me to do all of these things, although I do have a lot of projects going on, he's giving me grace to complete each and every task that I set forth. So I'm asking God, why do you got me doing all of this stuff? And he literally reminds me, I believe I was waking up from a dream or something the other morning. And I'm like, God, why you got me doing all of this stuff? And he literally reminded me of the Seven Mountain Prophecy book. And this is the book, for those of you watching on YouTube, The Seven Mountain Prophecy Book by Johnny Anlo. And this book is basically a prophecy that was given to Johnny Anlo. And the prophecy is basically about the seven mountains of influence. Those seven mountains include government, arts and entertainment, music, the family mountain of influence, like all of these mountains of influence. Oh, it says religion, economy, education, media, government, celebration, arts, and family. These mountains are currently being occupied by enemies, the enemy. Like if you turn on the radio, you will hear something that is demonic. If you turn on the TV, you will see some type of commercial that is somewhat demonic. Like, it's a lot of demonic activity going on all of these mountains, especially in government. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on, right? And so there's a heavy demonic influence on all of these, all seven mountains of influence. And so God has just been reminding me, like, I'm elevating you in this season. I am releasing you. Jesus, that's the other word that he's been telling me these past couple of days. Release. We're going to get into that, but let me keep my ground. Hold on. So he's literally been telling me, like, I'm anointing you for all of these mountains, or most of these mountains. I'm anointing you to go and have influence in these mountains. The reason I'm allowing you to work with your dad is because I'm giving you influence in the government space. The reason why I'm telling you to get the song done and produced and mixed and mastered is because I'm giving you influence in the music space. The reason why I'm telling you to get on your podcast and the reason why I'm telling you to start your business again is because I'm anointing you for the media and business and entertainment space. I'm giving you influence in all of these spaces because your purpose is much bigger than you can articulate. Your purpose is something bigger that you can't even fathom. You can't even understand, which is why you're asking me, why are you doing all of this in my life right now? But he's literally anointing me for the mountain of family. This kingdom marriage journey has been such a challenging journey. Oh my God. But he's been telling me, like, I'm anointing you for this. Like, there is a new anointing that has come upon you. I'm literally giving you grace so that you can complete all of the things that you need to complete. Like, I'm setting you up for a win. I'm setting you up because there is a door that is about to open for you, Andrea. I don't know why I feel like the Lord prophesying to me right now. I just thought that I was going to get on this here podcast and tell y'all what was going on in my life. But clearly, I hear you, Jesus. Like, stop asking me what's going on and just walk. Just walk into it. Just walk into the favor. Just walk into the abundance. Just walk into the influence. Just walk into everything that God has called you to walk in. Like, I always go back and I revert back to this idea. When I first started this podcast, we were literally, the theme of it was living in pursuit towards all the things that God has called us to do. We are living in pursuit, chasing after, and pursuing the things that God has called us to do. Okay? Not only is that a spiritual development journey, but it's also a journey of reaping what you are sowing. It's also a journey of obtaining the promise. It's also a journey of actually getting to the end of a thing that you had started. It's actually obtaining all of the things that you have been praying for and asking for. Like, this journey of pursuit has an end. It has a reward. We are pursuing after the things of God. Yes, there's going to be challenges. Yes, there are going to be obstacles. Yes, there are going to be attacks and demonic attacks and all of these things and persecution and all of these things. But there is a reward on the other side of the obedience. God brought me to Deuteronomy chapter 8 today, this morning. And it literally says, I'm just going to read some of it. It says, every commandment that I am commanding you today, you shall be careful to do, so that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore to give to your fathers. And you shall remember always all the ways which the Lord your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, so that he might humble you and test you to know what was in your heart and in your mind, whether you would keep this commandments or not. God has been literally testing our patience. He's been testing our self-control. He's been testing these fruits of the Spirit. He has been testing our character. He has been giving us opportunities here and there. He has been pouring out blessings. He's been giving us finances here and there, like all of these different tests he has been given us, so that he can test to see what's in our heart and mind, to see if we are actually ready for the thing that we are praying for. You can't self-sabotage a promise that God has given you. He cannot revoke what he said he was going to do. He can't take back something just because you did something in your flesh. I don't know who's that for. Maybe that was for me. But some of you have been thinking that you've been on this journey of pursuit and you have not been perfect. Your walk with God has not been perfect. Your walk with God has been challenging. You have been going back to some sins. You have been going back to some people that God has been called you out of, some things that God has been called you out of, some people he's been told you to leave alone. Some of y'all have been making mishaps and mistakes, and you've been thinking God isn't going to bless me because of it. You've been feeling insecure you're not worthy of what God has for you. You've been feeling like, oh my God, I don't deserve this. And why would God bless me? Why is God doing this in spite of my mistakes, in spite of my thoughts that I've been having, my negative thoughts that I've been having? Some of you all have literally been so insecure towards the promise that you have started to doubt everything that God has been telling you he's about to do for you. You have been doubting it. This can't be true. Oh my God, this just cannot be real. Oh my God, what is happening? And we've been acting like God has not been saying that this is going to happen. But as it is happening, we don't know how to wrap our minds around it. It further reads in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4. He humbled you and allowed you to be hungry and fed you with manna, a substance which you did not know. Some of these blessings, some of these things that God has been allowing you to experience has been coming out of nowhere. Y'all see my cat right here? Get out of here. Get out. Y'all see my cat? But some of these things have been coming out of nowhere. Jesus, some of these things have been unexpected. Some of these things has just been coming up and you're like, what the heck? Oh my God, this is crazy. God said it was going to happen. Now is the time for it to actually happen and come into fruition. Like, let's fully grasp God at his word and start believing him. Because it's no more time to doubt. Like, it's here. It is time. You're literally walking into it. You are stepping into the blessing. Those of you who are waiting for, I feel like preaching. Those of you who are waiting for your kingdom spouse, God is literally about to release them to you. He is releasing the blessing. He is releasing you into these industries, into these mountains of influence. He is releasing you into it. It is time. Stop doubting him. And fed you with manna, a substance which you did not know, nor did your fathers know. so that he might make you understand by personal experience that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. Every time I get on this platform, every time I make a video, every time I get in front of somebody and I'm talking about the promise or I'm reminding them of what God said to them in their own personal journey, every word that has been coming out of my mouth has been a scripture. Every word, every conversation that I've been having with somebody, it has been a scripture. Scriptures have been flowing out of my being. It's been flowing out of my belly. I am literally living in the word of God. That just shows you how real the word of God is. I have been living the word. I haven't just been preaching it to people. I just haven't been on this podcast talking about it to people. I haven't been posting it on my social media accounts just to post it on my social media accounts. I am living this. I am a witness. I am a witness to Jesus. I am a witness to the Holy Spirit. I am a witness to what God can do and what he has been doing. I have been an example of his glory. The things that God has been showing me, the things that God has been telling me are slowly but surely coming to pass. And it's been blowing my mind. Verse 16, he fed you with manna in the wilderness, a substance which your fathers did not know, so that he might humble you by dependence on him. The kingdom spouse journey, the entrepreneurship journey. For me personally, my Cultivated Strategies business, my Living in Pursuit podcast, all of these things that I am doing for God, I have finally learned to depend on him. I was doing it in my own strength years ago. I was doing the relationship in my own strength, leaning on my own understanding before. But now I'm dependent on God. Before I have a discrepancy, before I have a doubt, before I have an insecurity about any of these areas of my life, I'm talking to God about it first. I'm not leaning on my own understanding anymore because I've seen the results of that. God is literally saying, like, I tested you. I brought you through the wilderness. I brought you through the hard time. I brought you through the toxic relationship so I can get you to this point right here where you are literally receiving everything I told you you were going to receive. Everything. Everything that you are in pursuit of, it's here. I'm about to release influence in your life. I am about to release the wealth in your life. I am about to release the marriage in your life. It's here. You are literally walking into the promised land. You're there just like Joshua. Joshua was literally outside of the promised land. He was outside of Canaan, but the walls of Jericho were standing there. The walls of Jericho were built up. God literally started showing me and started telling me yesterday that all of the walls that were built to keep me from the promised land, all of the strongholds, all of the things in my mind, all of the emotions in my heart, all of the things from my past, all of the walls that I have built up to keep me from walking into the promised land is being broken down. All of the mindsets, all of the habits, all of the insecurities, it's being broken down. They couldn't go into the promised land until the walls were broken down. Until the walls came down. And they even couldn't bring the walls down by their own strength. They had to depend on God. They marched around the walls of Jericho for 7 days, praying, speaking in tongues, worshiping God for 7 days. And the walls of Jericho fell. Then they were allowed to enter into the promised land. Jesus. God says, I am releasing you. I'm releasing you into it. I literally wrote July 29th. What was that? Yesterday at 1:26 p.m. God just gave me scripture for the word release. I keep saying for the past 3 days. I kept saying the word release. Every time I get on social media or I'm talking to somebody, I keep saying the word release. I'm like, okay, Lord, what you trying to say? Because what you finna do? And I literally wrote down when the walls of Jericho fell down on the seventh day. July is the seventh month. I sacrificed my promise of kingdom marriage to God July 1st. I said, God, whatever I've done out of disobedience, if I've put this man before you, I'm sacrificing him as Abraham did Isaac, as Abraham sacrificed his promise and trusted God to provide a ram in the bush for him, trusted God to release his promise back to him. I did the same thing. I made a sacrifice. I said, God, if I put this man before you in any area of my life, I repent. Here you go. I didn't realize that while I was sacrificing my marriage and sacrificing this man to God, that it was going to cause a separation. I didn't realize that. I thought, oh, I'm just going to do this and I'm just going to do that and I'm just going to keep my distance and I'm going to work on my business and, you know, I'm just going to stay away for a while. God was like, if you're going to sacrifice it to me, sacrifice it to me. Like, give it up. And so I did. And so when I think about the number 7, which means completion, when I think about today being July 30th and we only have one more day in July, I think about what am I going to be released to in August, on August 1st? What am I going to be released to? What's going to be released to me? Because of my sacrifice, because of my obedience, because I chose to stop doubting God. What's going to be released to me, God? Because you keep giving me this word. You keep telling me that these things are about to happen. And now I'm seeing them happen. What is about to be released to me, God? What do you have in store for me in August of 2023? What do you have in store for me, God? For some of y'all, I just heard the word marriage. Some of you all are getting married in August. Some of you all are getting proposed to in August. Whew. Y'all, I was in the mall today. Cause this morning I was journaling and I heard God say, go ring shopping. Me and my mom had been wanting to go ring shopping for like the past week, but we haven't had time to do it. So today we decided to go ring shopping. And so I'm in the ring store. I'm in the jewelry store. And I'm trying on these rings. And I'm picking out which ones I like. And all I could hear God saying was favor. And while he was telling me that, I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm unworthy of this. I am unworthy of this. This can't be my life. Like, this can't be real. This can't be me. And so I'm trying these rings on and just the reality of like having a ring on my finger and thinking of all of the things that God has been telling me and thinking about all the struggles and the challenges that I have been going through since he revealed to me who my husband was in November of 2022. All of these doubts and all of these this frustration and all of these, this anger and being mad at God. Why hasn't it happened yet? Why are you taking me down this route? Why do I have to go through this? Why do I have to change so much? Like, why is this process so hard? And I'm trying on the rings, and my mom literally mentioned, like, dang, I never got to do this. And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, I never got to try on rings. I never got to, you know, pick out the ring that I wanted. I never got to do this. And so in my mind, as God has been walking me through this journey of releasing things to me, as God has been showing me things, as God has been telling me that in the month of July, I am breaking down strongholds in your mind. I'm breaking down strongholds in your heart. I'm removing idols from you. I'm breaking generational curses right before your eyes. As he has been telling me this, and my mother says that out of her mouth, in my mind, I immediately say, wow, did I just break a generational curse? I will be the first female, the first daughter in my family to be married. I am the youngest daughter. My dad has been telling all of his daughters, I have two older sisters, so it's three girls. My dad has been telling us, I'm ready to walk somebody down the aisle. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready for one of y'all to get married. I'm ready for this. I'm ready for that. And when I thought it was going to happen in 2018 with somebody else, I thought to myself, oh my God, I'm finally getting married. I'm finally doing something that my dad always wanted me to do. But in my heart, I knew then wasn't the right time. I knew I had no concept of generational curses. I had no concept of the promised land. I had no relationship, the depths of the relationship with God that I have now, I did not have then. I knew it was not supposed to happen then. But now as I'm thinking about it, perfect time. God's time is perfect. And so I'm trying on these rings, and I'm trying not to get emotional because I had never tried on rings either. Same with my mom, like her process, like when I was proposed to in 2018 by my ex, I didn't get to go pick out my ring either. This was not a process that, you know, I was a part of. I didn't go pick out my ring either. So I'm sitting there getting emotional and I'm trying to keep it together because in my mind, on one side, I'm saying, oh my God, I'm unworthy of this. What if God doesn't come through? What if this man doesn't propose to me? Am I crazy for thinking this? Am I crazy for being here? Am I crazy for thinking and talking to this woman about, Oh yeah, he's gonna come in here and he's gonna look at these rings that I put on my wish list. Am I crazy for doing this? On the other side, I'm thinking about all of the promises, everything that God has been telling me. I'm thinking, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. Yeah, this is true. Yeah, you're not crazy. God said this would happen. I'm sitting up here putting on rings and it's hitting me like this is real. Like God's word is real. This is real right here. Like, God, I don't know how you're going to do this. I don't know how it's going to happen. But my God, I'm believing in you so hard for this thing. It has to be true. I am believing so hard in the fact that my business will be successful. It has to be true. All of the stuff that you've been telling me these past years, all of the stuff you've been telling me, all of this prophecy, all of this revelation that you've been giving me the past couple of months, all of these TikTok videos that have been going viral, you gotta be real. This has to be true. So I'm trying rings on and I'm making my wish list. And we ended up we stopped looking at rings. And when we first got into the store, before we started before we started looking at rings, I had seen a cross necklace. I seen a cross necklace and I said, oh my God, I always wanted a cross necklace before. And we went on and started looking at the rings. So after we stopped looking at the rings, we go to the other side of the counter and I see this cross necklace that I wanted. I was like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. I'm telling my mom and the jewelry lady. I said, oh my God, this is so cute. And my mom was like, well, why don't you apply and try to get it on a credit card? You need to start building up your credit anyway. I'm like, okay, not even thinking anything of it. So I go to apply for the credit card and I got approved. As you guys can see on video on YouTube, I have a gold cross necklace on. Everything that I've said that I've wanted, everything that has been coming out of my mouth the past couple of days, everything that I have been asking for has been given to me. Not because I'm righteous, not because I do the right things, not because I can hear the voice of God, not because I'm imperfect, but because he loves me. Because he's trying to prove a point. He's trying to prove that his word is real. He's trying to prove through my experience that I shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds the mouth of God. He's showing me how real he is. He is reassuring me that what he has said to me, I will walk in favor. I will do this. Everything you ask for and you believe that is yours, it shall be you. It shall be yours. Mark 11 and 24. My birthday is 11/24. Mark 11:24 in the Amplified version says, for this reason, I am telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confidence, trust that you have received them and they will be given to you. As soon as me and my mom pulled up to, mind you, we went to the mall with the idea of let's go look at some rings, and my mama had to do some more shopping. But we go and we pull up to the mall. There's a Sephora outside of the mall. I have not been in the makeup store. I haven't been makeup shopping in years. Like, I have not brought any makeup in so long. Like, I don't know why, but it's just haven't, it hasn't been on my mind. So we go into the Sephora first before we go into the mall. And my mom says, oh, no, we're in the car before we pull up to Sephora. I say, oh, I want a new perfume. I want a new smell. I want a new fragrance. And she was like, oh, me too. So as we're parking and we're looking for a parking space, we see the Sephora and we're like, oh, we should go into Sephora. And we're like, okay, cool. So we park and then we go into the Sephora and we're looking at the makeup and all of the skincare and all of that stuff. And then we get to the fragrance section. My mom's sitting up there spraying and doing this and doing that. I had been wanting YSL Libre for the past couple of months. I have been wanting it for the past couple of months. I have not made the effort or the initiative to go buy it and purchase it for myself for whatever reason. But I have not been worried about it. I have not been thinking about it. But as soon as I saw it, I spray it on me and I immediately fell in love with it. I was like, oh my God, this smells better than the catalog scent that I received in the mail. I got Libre. I walked out of Sephora with a rollerball scent of Libre. And I also got some samples of some high-end foundations and concealer and stuff like that. I didn't plan on going into Sephora. It just happened unexpectedly. It just happened just like that. So I walk out of Sephora. My mom literally pays for the rollerball and say, here, I'm getting me one. So here, let me get you one too. And I'm like, okay, what the heck? I literally just said, I want a new fragrance. It was given to me. Then we go inside the mall. And then we go ring shopping. And then I go to fill out the application and do the application process for my own jewelry. And now I'm wearing, I said I wanted the cross necklace. Now I have the cross necklace on me. I didn't have $80 to put as a down payment for this necklace. My mom literally said, here, you could just pay me back. Like, God is literally like, you're in the promised land. Like, if you don't see this favor, if you don't see that everything that you're asking for, I am making a way. I am providing it for you. I am blessing other people so that they can be a blessing to you. Like, I'm making it happen. Even when you don't know how it's going to happen, I'm making it happen. In front of your eyes. Right in front of your eyes. And at an accelerated rate. You just asked for the new fragrance. You got that. You just asked for the cross necklace. You just got that. Then you turn around and ask for some food. Ooh, I'm hungry. And my mama said, ooh, me too. Come on, let's go get some food out the mall. Okay. We sitting down eating the food. And I'm sitting up here looking at my Zales bag. I'm sitting up here looking at the Sephora bag. And I'm sitting up here about to weep. I am about to weep. Because I'm literally sitting up here like, if God can do that in the amount of time that he did it, surely he can make this kingdom marriage thing come together. Surely he can make this business come together. Surely he can do everything else he said that he was going to do. Even the big things. This cross necklace is something that I've been wanting for years. I have been wanting a cross necklace for years. I just haven't gone out of my way and treated myself. I haven't been thinking about it. I haven't been, you know, feeling worthy of spoiling myself. I haven't even been thinking about it. But just as I think about it, God is giving it to me and he's making a way for me to have it. Not so that I can have possessions, not so that I can have material things, but so that he can prove that his word is true. So that he can prove that I shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds the mouth of God. That is the point. All of these blessings that he's giving you, that's the point. The marriage ain't just for you to be taking pictures. The marriage ain't just for you to have a gorgeous wedding. The marriage is for the purpose of showing you that you shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds the mouth of God. Every word, even the stuff that hasn't come to pass yet, every word. Every word. I had a dream. I want to share a dream with you guys. I had a dream this morning. So I had a dream that my kingdom spouse, and this is how fast things are about to start happening for you guys. Some of you guys. This is how fast God is about to work. This is how you know you are living in an Amos chapter 9, verse 13 through 15 season. This is how you know that everything is about to start happening at once. This is how you know you're living in an Amos chapter 9, verse 13 through 15 season, when God keeps telling you to put the business out, relaunch the business, put the song out, work on your healing, work on your character development, work on this, work on that. He's giving you all of these things to steward over. This is how you know that things are about to start happening all at once. I had a dream, and I literally woke up this morning, and the dream literally went like this. I was sitting down somewhere. Me and my kingdom spouse, we were sitting down. He starts rummaging through a jewelry box or something. And I'm not thinking anything of it, right? So he ends up taking out this jewelry case, a small jewelry case, and it had a ring in it. And he literally says, "You know I love you. You know I'll never hurt you. Will you marry me?" And that does sound just like, that sounds like something my kingdom spouse would say, because he literally is a man of few words. Like, here, you want to get married or not? Like, you want this ring or not? You want to do this or not? Like, let's go. Like, let's skip the antics. Like, you want to get married or not? And so he proposed to me. I put the ring on. A few minutes later, he texts me, two properties that he just bought. Two properties that he wants to renovate. One of them is my mansion that I'm going to be living in. Mind you, this is a dream. So he sends me the link to look at the properties that he just bought, or that he's going to buy. And so I'm looking at it on my phone. Mind you, I got the ring on, and I'm looking at it on my phone. And I'm like, oh my God, these are so like beautiful. Like, oh my God, we're going to renovate. We're going to go into real estate. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. He's like, yeah. But the only thing is, you can't become a co-signer, or you can't sign off on these properties with me until we are married. So I'm like, okay, so we go get married. We went to go get married. And then I was able to sign the contracts and sign off on the property to start renovating these properties that my husband just brought us as his wife. There are certain things that, there are certain blessings that you can't get on your own in this season. It's going to have to come through the covenant of marriage. It's going to have to come through you changing your last name. It's going to have to come through a partnership with your husband or your wife, if you are a man listening or watching this. There are certain blessings connected to the people that you are about to marry, the person that you are about to marry. I could not sign off on that thing, on that property, until I became Mrs. such and such. But it happened so quickly. It happened back to back. It happened all at once. And so when we got married, we went to go see the properties. We started looking at the house first. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be renovating this. This is going to be my closet. This is going to be my this. This is going to be my that. He literally says in that moment, I need you to manage these projects for me while I'm out on business. I need you to manage the renovation of our house, and I need you to manage the renovation of these apartment complexes. And I'm like, okay, all right, well, let me call up my project management friend and see if she can just, you know, kind of school me on what I need to do and help me out with this project. He like, okay, bet, cool. We need to have this done at this, this, and this amount of time. All at once, I get proposed to, I get married, I walk into the house that my husband just bought me. Now he's giving me the task to do what God has been calling me to do in my cultivated strategies business, project management, to manage two of these projects all at once. Jesus. For some of you all, it's about to happen all at once. You're going to get the proposal. You're going to get married. You're going to move into the house. You're going to get pregnant. You're going to have the baby all in 1 year. All in 1 year. all in the very same year. And I know it seems like, oh my God, well, we're about to be in August and we don't have that long until 2024. God can still do it. He can still do it all at once. He can still do it all at once according to your faith. You just need faith. The size of a mustard seed, whatever you have been discouraged in, whatever process, whatever journey, whatever thing that you are enduring, all you need to do is have the faith to believe that it will happen for you. Amos chapter 9, verse 13 through 15 in the Message version. Things are going to happen so fast, your head will swim. One thing's fast on the heels of the other. You won't be able to keep up. Everything will be happening at once. And everywhere you look, blessings. Blessings like wine pouring down. I'll make everything right again for my people, Israel. This is the restoration process. God is literally, he's giving you this promise. Or he's already given you this promise. Now, there is a process that precedes it. Now, you have to get your mind right. Now, you have to get your heart right. Now, you have to get your finances in order. Now, you have to learn about managing properties. Now, you have to learn about managing projects. Now, you have to learn how to put the song out independently. Now, you have to learn how to manage the business. Now you have to learn all of these governmental things. Now you can start preparing for the breakthrough. Things that you have never done before. Things that you've never seen happen in your family before. God has been preparing you for the breakthrough since he gave you the promise. God has been preparing you for the breakthrough since he spoke the promise over your life. Since he revealed the promise over your life. You've been prepared for the breakthrough. It's going to happen all at once. It's starting now. Deuteronomy chapter 9, he brought me to this again today as well. So know today, verse 3, so know today with confident assurance that the Lord your God is crossing the Jordan before you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them and he will subdue them before you, and you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, just as the Lord had promised you. Every demon, every demonic oppression, every serpent, every scorpion, every serpent, every demonic attack. God is literally saying, I've already gone before you. I've already driven them out. The people that are occupying the industry that you are about to be released in, I'm driving them out one by one. I'm driving them out. You don't have to worry about, well, what is it going to be like when I get in the promised land? Am I going to have to do this? Am I going to have to do that? God said, you ain't got to worry about that. Just walk into it like you know it's yours. Walk into it like he sent you there. He said, I'm going to destroy them quickly. You ain't even know who your enemies are going to be. You don't even know who they are. I'm just going to destroy them quickly. Like, they're just going to evaporate. They're just going to be here one day and then they're going to be gone the next. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be popping up with your new song. You're going to be popping up with your new business. You're going to be popping up with your new husband. He's literally clearing the path for you. He is clearing the way. He's making a way out of no way. He's making it easier for you to step into it because he's gone before you. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 15. He led you through the great and terrible wilderness with its fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. It was he who brought water to you. It is he that has your back. It is God who is walking you through this stuff. It is God who is defending you. It is God who is leading you into these places and these spaces. He don't care what demons or what demonic oppression is before you. He's already gone before you. He's already gone ahead of you. You don't have to be scared of nothing. He said, Joshua, go and be courageous. Be strong. Be courageous. I am with you. He told Gideon, go in the strength that you have. He told Moses, go. I am sending Aaron, your brother, with you. What are you afraid of? Why are you not pursuing the thing that God had told you to pursue? He's already gone ahead of you. Just as he had promised. He said in his word that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He said that. That is his word. God been speaking to me again about the number seven. The seven, that means completion. It literally says Genesis chapter 7, verse 10. And after the 7 days, God released, that word release, released the rain, and the flood waters came on earth. This is Noah, when God told Noah to build the ark. After 7 days, God released the rain, and the flood waters came on earth. Deuteronomy chapter 15, verse 1, the sabbatical year. At the end of every 7 years, you shall grant a release, remission, pardon from debt. This is the seventh month of the year. At the end of this month, at the end, we only have a day left. At the end of this month, debt is going to be canceled. The things that you have done to hurt people, your debt is going to be canceled. They're going to forgive you for the thing that you did. All you're going to be able to see in your emails is loan forgiveness. Loan forgiveness. Debts are going to be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. God is granting you a release. He's granting you a pardon. He's literally redeeming time. He's redeeming you for the things that you either did wrong or for the things, the opportunities that you missed. He's redeeming time because he loves you, because he's trying to accelerate you. He's trying to speed you up to where you really should be. Isaiah 61, verse 1. He has anointed me to proclaim release from confinement and condemnation to the physical and spiritual captives and freedom to the prisoners. You all are being anointed. We are being anointed for these seven mountains of influence. We are being anointed for these seven mountains so that we can proclaim release from confinement and condemnation. He's sending us to the nations. These seven mountains of influence, these are the nations in which you will occupy. I literally had a webinar last night. Somebody from New Zealand signed up. Who in the heck is in New Zealand? The song is going to set the captives free. The business is going to set the captives free. The entrepreneurship endeavor is going to set the captives free. The marriage is going to set the captives free. The people you are marrying, you are being anointed to set them free. So God had me looking up the word release yesterday, as y'all can see. And I'm just reading some of these things that God was showing me in the word, in the Bible. Mark chapter 7, verse 29. And he said to her, this is when the woman had brought her demon-possessed daughter to Jesus for Jesus to drive out the spirit, the evil spirit, the demon. And he said to her, because of this answer, reflecting your humility and faith, go, knowing that your request is granted. The demon has left your daughter permanently and returning to her home. She found the child lying on the couch, relaxed and resting, the demon having gone. God was telling me something earlier yesterday. He said a lot of our husbands, a lot of our kingdom spouses have been under demonic oppression. A lot of them have been operating outside of God's will. A lot of them have been into these different things, and they have not been able to, like, they have just been worshiping other gods. Let's just put it like that, right? Unknowingly, unwillingly, whatever the case may be, they're just being led by their flesh. If you look at Galatians chapter 5, it lists witchcraft and all of these other things as an act of the flesh. So anytime you see somebody operating in witchcraft, or it, you know, you see them doing sage, or you see them doing the crystals, or you see them doing this, they're operating in their flesh. Okay? And he literally started saying, like, some of our husbands are demonically oppressed. And the release, they are about to be released from their demonic oppression. That may be a boyfriend, that may be a friend, that may be a family member, that may be a coworker. Whoever it is in your life that you have been praying for, that you have been praying that their eyes have been opened to God, you've been praying for their redemption, you've been praying for their salvation, God is releasing them from this demonic oppression. He is releasing his sons, his prodigals, to go back into these relationships. Brand new, good as new, renewed, transformed, healed in the mighty name of Jesus. He's releasing them. Mark chapter 7, in that same chapter, God led me to verse 33. It said, Jesus took him by himself aside. I think this was the blind man. Aside, away from the crowd. He put his fingers into the man's ears, and after spitting, he touched the man's tongue with the saliva, and looking to heaven, he sighed deeply and said to the man, Ephatha, or Ephatha, something, which in Aramaic means be opened and released. And his ears were open, his tongue was released, and he began speaking plainly. This is when Jesus healed the blind. The man was literally blind and deaf, and he healed them in an instant. Some of you, your husbands have not been able to hear the voice of God because of the demonic oppression, because they've been operating in their flesh. Some of them have been literally like silenced, like the demonic oppression have silenced them. They have not been able to articulate how they feel. They have not been able to articulate what's wrong. So I literally just had to go run and get a charger because my camera is dying. It was literally on 1%. But also my microphone started acting crazy as I'm recording this part of the podcast. But clearly the devil's mad. We know this, but we're just going to keep fighting through it. Anyway, as I was saying before, the demonic oppression that some of your husbands have been under, even Jesus, the demonic oppression that you yourself has been under, God is about to release you from this thing. Like, he's literally about to release you from this oppression, the depression, whatever the case may be, whatever they have been feeling, whatever it is that you have been praying against, kingdom wives, God has been revealing the deep and hidden secret things, the unsearchable things, according to Daniel 2 and 22, according to Jeremiah 33 and 3. God has been showing you deep and unsearchable things, things that you do not know about your husband. And you have been praying these things as a pain point in your prayers. You have been praying against these things. You have been fasting against these things. You have been coming against territories. You have been coming against spiritual warfare. You have been coming against strongholds. You've been coming against generational curses on behalf of your husband. These walls that is keeping you from entering into the promised land, that's keeping you from entering into the marriage, are about to be broken down. You are about to be released into this thing. I know when God is speaking to me. I know it. Like, this has to be true. This has to be real. No matter how crazy it sounds, no matter how illogical it sounds, like, this is the type of faith journey that was required from Abraham when he was given the promise of Oh, you will obtain nations, and I'm going to make you into a great nation. I'm going to give you a son. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. His wife was 80 years old at the time. And God, you're going to give him a son? Like, he literally had to stand on that word each and every day. He had to stand on that promise each and every day. But the word says in Romans chapter 4, the promise was only obtained by Abraham because he had faith. Not because he was good, not because he was righteous, not because he did all the things that God told him to do, not because he did things right, not because he did things wrong. Because if you read the story of Abraham, he did some things wrong. God still gave him the blessing. He still gave him the promise. Jesus. It was accredited to him. The word literally says in Romans chapter 4, it was accredited to Abraham. The promise was given to Abraham because he had faith. That's all he needed. That's all he needed. And that's what God is simply saying to each and every one of us. Forget manifestation. Forget all of this other stuff. Like, have faith. That's all you need. You don't need to read a book on manifestation. Who am I talking to? You don't need to read a book on crystals. You don't need to try to make this thing happen in your own strength because you're going to mess it up. All you need to do is have faith in God. Have faith in Jesus Christ, who can dwell on the inside of you. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you need to do so right now. And I'm not saying that as an act of, oh, I'm trying to scare you into doing it. I'm saying it because every single thing that you are asking God for, every single thing that he has placed on the inside of your heart cannot come to pass if you are not in agreement with God. You need to be in full agreement with the Holy Ghost. You need to be in full agreement with God's word. Jesus said, no man can come to my Father except through me, except through him. You have to learn his word. You cannot be a prophet. You cannot be a prophetic voice without the Holy Spirit. Without the knowledge and the wisdom of Jesus. Without the guidance of Jesus, without the belief in Jesus. I am a witness to that. I'm a witness to that. I had to like dig deep into the word. I had to learn scripture. I had to become the example of what it is like to not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds the mouth of our God. That's the type of season you're in. So if you've been feeling like God is calling you to read more about his word, if you've been feeling like God has been telling you to go get a Bible, if you've been feeling like God has been telling you to get off of those tarot card readings, understand that there is something that God wants to give you and to release to you, but you need to come in agreement with him and who he is and what his son did on the cross for each and every one of us. But you're going to have to do it by faith, not by logic, by faith. I'm done. I've said a lot. I've said enough. There's a lot going on up in this episode. I hope you guys have followed with me. Like, my back is starting to hurt. Like, I'm thirsty. I'm getting a little hungry again. Like, I'm just getting in God's flow, whatever that is. If he wants me to change something in my business, I'm going with the flow. If he wants me to post something on a certain day, I'm going with the flow. If he wants to completely wreck and mess up all of my plans, he can do that. Because his ways are better than mine. His thoughts are better than mine. I don't know the end. He does. I don't know what's best for me. He does. So whatever he gives me to say, whatever he gives me to do, I'm going to do it in obedience. Not because I want the reward, but because I love him and because I trust him and because I know that he dwells on the inside of me and I know my purpose. I know why I'm being used. I know why he's given me this platform. I know why he's given me influence. because I have a relationship with him. There are requirements in this relationship that I must follow through. There are boundaries in this relationship that I must not cross. I have to have a respect and a reverence for God and my position in the kingdom. So if he's given me a kingdom marriage word, if he's given me a mentorship or a book to write or a song to sing or a business to put out, I'm going to do it. Whether I know the reason why or not, all I need to know is that I'm in purpose. All I need to know is that I am being used by God. All I need to know is that all things will work together for my good according to those who are called according to his purpose and his plan. Me. Y'all have to stand on the scriptures. Y'all have to know the word of God in order to live out the promise. In order to obtain the things that he's called you to obtain. In order to see the desires of your heart come into fruition in your real life. In order to see your vision come to life. I'm done. I have some announcements coming. Make sure you guys are subscribed. Kingdom Wives. Make sure you are subscribed to my mailing list. Just go to thedreak.com. There's going to be a little pop-up sign that pops up on my website. Just go ahead and subscribe. Go ahead and put your email in. I'm going to be sending out emails to let you guys know of some updates, some things that I have coming out. And that's just what we're going to do. We're just going to flow. We're just going to allow Jesus to use us in whatever way he wants to use us. And we're just going to believe in whatever it is that God wants us to believe, whether we seem crazy to others or not. I love you guys. I will talk to you in my next episode. And check out my website. I have one-on-one private kingdom marriage coaching. If you are a woman, if you are a wife, and the Lord is telling you to prepare for marriage, you need to sign up for one of my coaching sessions. I have my first coaching session on Thursday. I am so excited. I don't know who you is, girl, but we're going to get into it. We're going to get it together. Okay? Because this kingdom marriage ain't no joke. So if you are interested in one-on-one coaching, go to my website, go to the booking tab or the book tab and book a one-on-one session with me. If you are a creative, and God has been urging you and pointing you in the direction of starting some type of project, and you don't have project management skills, and you don't know how to get the thing done, you don't know where to go or how to start it. If you are a coach and you don't know how to put the program together or build the website to hold all of your clients and your participants of your program, sign up for a creative consulting session as well. Look here, I love y'all. Make sure y'all share this episode with a friend. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, Drea K TV. I will see y'all in my next episode. Bye.